morning.
As Monica put it so well here a few weeks ago, she said, "This is the day that the Lord has made, and didn't he do good this morning?" Yeah, we are so blessed. We are so blessed. To start off with reference to prayer concerns, Bridget McMahon is having her baby on Wednesday, and she had previously had some issues on a previous delivery, and so we're asking prayers for Bridget for a safe delivery. And a big thank you to for the warm welcome on the sidewalk this morning. That was really neat, really neat. We so appreciated it, and it just adds to what I just said a minute ago, repeating what Monica had said a few weeks ago. That was it for as far as prayers concerned this morning. Of course, our hearts go out and our prayers go out to those individuals down in the families and who lost loved ones and all the damage down to down to Nashville. It was with reference to announcements. We need volunteers to furnish cookies and also to do fellowship on the Sundays after the church. And there are sign-up sheets. It's on the food table in the fellowship hall. And, of course, the lunch and the cookie walk is on Saturday the 14th from 10:30 to 1:30. We need some kids to help serve and help with the cookie walk. And, of course, the parents to make cookies and desserts. And then the garage sale and the bake sale is going to be April 2nd and 3rd. And that week, March 30 through April 3rd, is also spring break. We'll need kids to work at the setup on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Older kids to work on the sale Thursday and Friday. And of course, we'll need parents to contribute to the bake sale and for packing up at 6 p.m. on Friday night. So you can contact Gayla Eagle, and any kids or adults that can help, even if not planning on going to camp, would certainly be appreciated.
Roger, I have some announcements too.
Yes.
Remember, I didn't know if this was a good time or not.
Yeah,
is this
good
okay?
Time. Perfect.
Okay. Well, welcome this morning. Welcome to our guest. It's good to have you with us. Jacob Cruz will be bringing us a message, and Chief Brett is here with his family and a few others. Nice to have you. If you remember, I was gone all week to Board of Ordained Ministry. It has been a busy, hectic week. If I fall asleep up here, just nod or just come and like wake up, because I'm really tired. Because not only did we have the Board of Ordained Ministry this week, but the bishop called a special session yesterday in Albion. So if you have been reading through your Lent devotional last Sunday, the bishop had a little information that we were going to have this special called annual conference session yesterday in Albion from 1:30 to 4:30. So I left the house yesterday at 8, got home at 10, and the time changed. I'm exhausted. So praise God that Jacob's preaching this morning, because I'm not sure what would come out of my mouth. So at the session yesterday, we had Gayla Eagle. Gayla's back in the back. She's here. Karen Harriman and Anika Bailey from Port Sanilac and Forrester rode with us in Linda Schramm. So we had a car full. Gayla rode by herself. Thank you. Because she went and visited family. But it was a time where the bishop and the delegates to General Conference, which is in May, we gathered to have a discussion. Not just debate, but a discussion whether our protocol of reconciliation and grace through separation and restructuring should go to General Conference. This protocol as they called it, was not for us to vote on the actual protocol. I've not brought you a lot of what's happening because a lot of it I still am trying to learn and understand. And so yesterday, the vote was for the protocol of reconciliation and grace through separation and restructuring to go to General Conference for them to debate it, whether we will separate in January of 2021 because of the LGBTQIA community, where we want to welcome, we want to be a welcoming church to all of our community, to everyone. Everyone is welcome in the United Methodist Church. This protocol was to try to structure ways that, because we can't seem to find an agreement. So yesterday we had 1,019 votes on this. Should we send this protocol to General Conference as the Michigan Conference? We're one of the only conferences that have been asked to do this, and we faithfully did. So the vote came out 927 yeses and 92 noes. So it passed to go to General Conference. At General Conference, they may amend this document. The ones of us that went would like to kind of gather and talk so we know a little bit more. What did you hear? What did you understand? So that we can bring you more information. You can go to the MichiganUMC.org website. We can make copies of this protocol, but it may not be the exact protocol that ends up at General Conference. So some of this we're telling you, but we don't know what is not yet going to come. And so understand that everybody is, what is going to happen, we don't know. There is talk and discussion, and correct me if I misspeak, because a lot of questions was, well, what if we happen, you know, we have several families in our church that are very traditional. We have some that are centrist. Centrist is where you can go either way. And then we have more of the progressive. You know, what's going to happen to our church? And that's what we're all wondering. What's going to happen to our church? And the pastors are wondering, what's going to happen to us? We feel the same pressure as what you do. Okay? If I heard correctly, that if we do not bow out of the United Methodist Church and go to a new Methodist conference formation, that there will be traditional, centrist, and progressive still in the United Methodist Church. Did I hear that right? Correct. Okay. I talked to our DS, who was not there yesterday because he's with our East Winds district in Puerto Rico. We want to pray for our mission team. But I talked to him before he left and said, Reverend Heiss, should I be taking a poll of where people are in the church? Are you a traditional? Are you a centrist? Are you a progressive? And he said, absolutely not. I'm not going to ask you that right now. We will probably come to a time where we're going to have that discussion as a church. He said he would guide us, and we won't do that. Just know that. We are not going to have that discussion until after General Conference, when we know actually what has occurred. Because there's so many what-ifs right now that we don't know the answer. So if you want to have a conversation with us, please do so, but we will try to bring you some information if we have some. I mean, a lot of this we just don't know because this document may change. I want you to know that the document for reconstructing, that we would have a new Methodist, not United Methodist, we would have a new Methodist church. If traditionalists want to pull out from the United Methodist and make their own church. There's a lot more to that in a discussion that we will have later. Or we can stay with the United Methodist the way it's structured, although there will be some restructuring as we do that. So please come and ask us. Also, don't get too excited about this yet. Make sure, and the bishop, we really stress this, continue to do ministry in your church because what we're here for is to praise our Lord. Amen? We're to be the hands and feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're going to do, is continue to do the ministries here at Sandusky First United Methodist Church without having to worry about what's going to happen at General Conference. We don't know. Gayla. Yeah, they live streamed it. We had about an hour and a half or more discussion. We did run over because we started a little bit late because there was 1,000 people plus that had to register. So it was a good session. I just want to let you know, your pastor is completely exhausted and will probably sleep in the morning. I probably won't be in the office very early. Let us continue with worship.
Do we have any birthdays this morning, this week? Yes. Sam? Next week. Very good. Anyone else? Yes. Uh-huh. Awesome. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Anyone else? Well, then how about we say happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
I'm glad you did that, Pastor. If I had, they'd all left. How about anniversaries? Do we have anniversaries this week? No anniversaries. One quick note is if the red books in the pews, if you'd make sure and sign those and pass those along to the end, I'd certainly appreciate it.
And if you're a visitor, put your address because I'll send you a note. Yeah. Thanks. Very
good. At this time, before our acolytes come forward, let's quiet our minds and prepare our hearts for this morning's service. For those who are able, would you please stand for our praise songs this morning? Number 2108, Oh How He Loves You and Me, followed by 3040, You Are All in All.
Thank you.
you remain standing and join with me in our call to worship? Jesus is the Word made flesh who came to live among us.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
Come, let us worship Him. Let us praise glory.
And now let's join together in singing hymn number 98, To God Be the Glory.
You may be seated, and it's time for children to come up. And I came in this morning and went, oh, children's message. I didn't have the main message. I have the children's message. And you don't have any bulletins this week because I wasn't here to do those. So sorry that you're not going to have a bulletin. But it's good to see all of you. Did you all have a good week? That wasn't very exciting. Did you all have a good week? Yeah? Let's hear a little more excitement. Come on. Yeah? No. Maybe you didn't have a good week. Well, you know, this morning, Jacob's going to bring us a message. And, you know, sometimes life gets really hard. Have you had hard life yet? Not really, have you? You're still kind of young. Riley's going, well, that may be debatable, right? But, you know, have any of you done anything wrong in your life? I have. Have you? Have you done something wrong? Have you misbehaved?
Oh, I'm not going to answer that. Yeah, Mom, I'm looking at you.
Well, it's okay because you know what? Your pastor's done some things wrong, and I continue to do them. And so you know what? We have a God that loves us so much that he gave us his son to die on the cross for you and I. Jesus died on the cross that you and I can be forgiven. You know what forgiven means? You know, sometimes we say, I'm sorry to our parents when we've done something wrong. And do your parents say, it's okay, or I forgive you, and try not to do it again? Have your parents told you that? You know, we do something wrong, and you say, I'm sorry, Mom, I'm sorry, Dad. Right? Do you ever say those words, I'm sorry? Well, see, Jesus came, and we can ask Jesus and say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said what I said. You know, sometimes I said to a few people this morning, don't have anybody talk to me because I may say the wrong thing because I'm tired. You know, we have to watch what we say. We have to do what we're supposed to do, right? And so this morning, as we listen to the Gospel of John, we're going to listen to see what Jesus tells us and what God tells us. And in our hearts, I want us to know that we're all human. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to do things that are wrong. But you know what? God will still love us, and he will change our hearts when we say, I'm sorry, God. We use a word that we talk about. It's called repent. Repent means to go the other way. Stop doing that bad thing and do what's right. So I'm going to challenge you, boys and girls, to make sure that if you do something wrong, because we're all going to do it, your pastor is still going to make mistakes, your pastor is still going to do something wrong, she'll say something wrong. I forgot the bulletins. So will you forgive me? I didn't do them. You're absolutely wrong. I was wrong in not getting those prepared ahead of time, right? We all make mistakes. And so when you make those mistakes, say to God that you're sorry, and then try not to do that same thing again. Can we do that, boys and girls? Right? Okay, will you join me in prayer and repeat with me? Dear God, thank you for forgiving me. And when I make those mistakes, I will come to you. Thank you, Lord. In Christ we pray. All right. So I have no bulletins, but you know what? I'm going to be praying for all of you, and I'm glad that you're here. Thank you for coming up, okay? All right, you can go back to your seat.
Our Old Testament reading this morning will come from Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He will keep you. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on forevermore. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word.
So now our choir will sing, Are Ye Able? And just a reminder that we had said this several weeks ago, but maybe not all of you were here. We're here to praise God. The choir is not performing. They are singing their praise to God. So please remember to refrain from clapping when we're done, because it's still the movement of the Holy Spirit through worship.
Conquering Christians answer,
It's time when we can come together and pray the Lord's Prayer in our pastoral prayer. There was questions yesterday to the bishop, how do we handle the coronavirus? And a simple answer is everything that you normally know. Make sure you wash your hands all the time. You know, clean those cell phones off. You're going to wipe those doors. We're not shaking hands here. And he said that's the best thing to do. You know, do an elbow, say hello. Just protect yourself. And I would just remind us that if you're sick, please stay home. Because we do not want to spread. More people actually die from the flu than what they do of the coronavirus. But I know that's on many hearts, so I just wanted to say that. We continue to pray for those in Tennessee. We pray for those who have lost loved ones because of this virus. And we just need to trust God and know that our hands are in Him, and we can't worry. Okay, so let's go to our Lord in prayer. Gracious and loving God, this week we pray for Maine Law, who is one of our own, as we pray for the businesses in town, because we want to know and let our community know that we are praying for them, that they are a part of us, and we want to make sure that we are a part of them, of you. So we lift up Maine Law, and we ask, Lord, that you bathe them with your Holy Spirit to guide them as they do the business of the community, to help and protect our community, to help and protect individuals. And we just ask, Lord, that you bless them as they do the work that may be so difficult to do. We pray for those countries and our own with dealing with the coronavirus. Help us to be just knowing what we need to do on a regular basis, just to be simple and mindful that if you're sick, don't be around other people. To be able to pray for those, though, Lord, that have lost their lives, and some that may be in quarantine. And it's frustrating when we are not in our regular routine. But, Lord, we want to make sure that everybody stays healthy. So help us and guide us and heal those people, Lord. Bring comfort and peace to those that are dealing with it. Lord, there's many that are affected by this, and so we give them to you, and we just pray that you will hear our prayer and have mercy on them. We pray for those right here in our own community that may be struggling with illness, struggling with finances, struggling with trying to find a job, maybe those that can't find a place to lay their head down at night. We thank you for our rescue mission that can bring in the men that are in the community, and for Eva's Place for women and children. Lord, sometimes it's just a really tough life. And we pray for our United Methodist Church as they struggle whether to stay together, to separate, where they, when they debate. We are so thankful that our session yesterday was not one that got out of hand. There was no rudeness. People said what they thought, and we listened. And we thank you for our bishop who leads us, and we pray for those that are going to a general conference in May that we can continue to lift them up in prayer, that they can have a realistic debate and discussion without harm, because we've already harmed enough people. And so, Lord, we give you our lives, we give you our United Methodist Church, and this particular church here in Sandusky, that we can continue to be your hands and feet, and we can continue to be the church, to go out and help those that are in need, to love you, to praise your name, to reach out and help others to know who you are, Lord, to accept you as Lord and Savior. And we thank you this morning for Jacob and the testimony that he's going to bring to us shortly. And we ask, Lord, that you speak through him, pouring out even more Holy Spirit upon him, that we hear that story, and that our eyes and our ears, our minds and our hearts are open to hearing what he has to say and how we can better ourselves to be a follower of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, here we are. Bless us, teach us, guide us, and lead us. In the name who taught us together to say, in the name of Jesus, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our song this morning is Like a Child, number 2092, and on the screen. Would you stand as you are able? Normally, I have you stand for the gospel. I'm going to have you be seated, please. This morning, it is my pleasure. I have had the privilege just a little bit to get to know Jacob, and we are beginning a great friendship, and I know he's a brother in Christ. Jacob comes to us. He is the store manager of the Mission Thrift Store and is going to tell his story of his life, and he's going to read us the gospel. And so, what a privilege. I want you to help me welcome Jacob Cruz, please. Notes. That's important, Jacob. We are really relaxed here, so it's great to have you. Thank you. Yes. Actually, I'm going to go down here, too.
Good morning, everyone. Let's see. So, it's really nice to be here. I was actually talking with Pastor just this morning, and I was kind of getting back to my youth a little bit, thinking like in high school where I was in public speaking class and then moving forward into college and trying to major in communications and minor in theater. And how unique some of my messages would be. And I would try to kind of grasp onto people's attentions by, you know, forgive me, by lying, telling stories. But however, I would always tie it into something that was rather funny. And then kind of like how Jesus gave parables all the time. You know when you read an audience, and you know if someone's not really catching on or they're not following or it's like you catch a yawn every now and then. It's like, okay, what can I do to draw them back near, draw them in close? But, and then in college, having to understand that I can only get better if I actually, keep going to class, and that became an issue. So then I didn't follow through with the whole public speaking and communications thing. So, no, this is just great to kind of, I feel, welcome and at home. It's very nice to see you all. And again, just thank you for having me speak today. But before, just talk a little bit about myself before the gospel. I won't go too far back. That's a really, really long story. But as we all probably have, long stories as well. But either way, I've always been a believer in Christ and in God. And However, I didn't really go to the depths into which, like, I am into now. And it's just so unique that you can't get any more highlighted into thinking, like, wow, I was so oblivious to know, like, what God does for us, what Jesus has done for us, and what the Holy Spirit gives us every single day to walk with us. And then instead of, maybe it's not just that whisper, that cool breeze when summer turns into that fall, and it's like, oh my gosh, the season's changing. Well, maybe that's also too, like, the Holy Spirit guiding us into being like, hey, I'm here, you know? It's even though it might be maybe a dark, gloomy day, but it's still sunny because that Holy Spirit's there. And again, that's just so real quick is I think that we're familiar with always hearing that sometimes that we get lost in life when we put God on the back burner, you know, so I'll just be, you know, I get a little cliche with that. And however, being in culinary for 14 years before being here now, standing in front of you, I would use all burners. However, sometimes I would get confused into stirring too many pots, you know, and using the ladle for way too many different things. And so I think that we're all familiar that some of the back burners, you have a small one and the medium, and then you have another size larger than medium, I guess, or in between. So schmedium, I don't know. Is that a word? I don't know if that's a word, but let's just use it. Let's go with it. Schmedium. But you have the big burner, the primary one. And so I would, again, just kind of stirring all these different pots. That's what I was doing in life. And I was forgetting that maybe the primary spot there on the stove was the one that for God, putting him first. You know, that's my main entree right there. Okay. If anything else, all like if I mess up a little bit here and there, maybe I can add something or just discard it real quick. But however, the primary thing, maybe that's going to be the you know, highlighted show. And so, but what doing that too is, I found myself I have been in trouble before. You know, not just with being in trouble with my parents or friends or a principal. And I would always know that too, being in trouble, is because my friends and my teachers would always call me by my first name, Jake, Jacob. And I always knew that I was in trouble if it was like, Mr. Cruz. So then I had to like pull out my list in my pocket and go, what excuses have I used lately? Like, which ones have I used too much? Which one, like, what's going to get me out of this one? But I've had a little bit of trouble with the law too. And so, but getting in trouble has drawn me closer to God and his understandings and my sole purpose in life. Even though maybe I haven't reached that part yet, I don't feel that I have, but I'm in the works right now, and how awesome is that feeling? So to dovetail off of being in trouble, I wanted to, and knowing that God is always there and he's always watching over me, as he is all of you, I wanted to try to impress him somehow, some way. And because I was, to do that, I was being so impatient. You know, I wasn't, I was always looking at the clock. I was always wondering, like, how come this job hasn't called me yet? Like, I know that I'm not being cocky into what my resume says. I'm confident into what it says and what I can do. You know, just let me show these people what I can do. But how come I'm not getting a phone call yet? And, you know, so those things weren't happening. So I went and I sought out to myself to, like, I better go out and find this because I don't want to, I feel kind of shame a little bit that I'm not progressing in my day-to-days, you know? And with that, too, that's like obviously having money in my pocket. And but how could I forget that? Money always comes and goes in life. It really does. But is that even what's going to make me happy? And I had to find that out. It's like, remember, Jake, again, with the stirring of the pots, man, remember, it's like, be patient. How many times have people told you, just wait, just wait, just wait? Especially my parents, but of course, I never listened to them, only after I was in trouble, you know? Only after. It'd be my mom saying, don't argue with me on the phone, and me asking, why is she being like that? And then I get to find out that, well, you're grounded, Jacob, for arguing with you on the phone? How long, Mom? When's Halloween? 3 months, until November 1st. That's a real story. I'm not making that one up, really. That's a real thing. But just real quick, too, or to kind of get back on track here, I am like trying to you know, be funny and be unique again. But after trying to find and seek out on my own, again, falling into trouble again, I can't be any more grateful for that, too, because otherwise I wouldn't have been led to Sandusky, to this beautiful community. I'm a small-town person, too. I'm from Caro, which is, what's the saying, the hop and a skip and a jump, that sort of, did I get that right? I think that's the second time, thank you, Pastor, I think that's the second time that I've actually gotten that right. And, but yeah, to be a part of this community, and even in the day one, day two, day three, I was getting so many hi's, how are you, welcome, whether it was at church or whether it was going into the store, or being a part of the rescue mission. And I was nervous going to the rescue mission because of my past, my sinful nature. And I was learning to not feel shame anymore, and they really, really helped me that with the director there, Jeff Kramer, and then along with Brett Lesser, Chief, and along with all the other mentors that led me to even becoming a mentor for people that that go through the mission, and to be a mentor, to be the manager at the thrift store, but not without the guidance of the people that have been bestowed upon in my life right now, this community. And it's kind of, I know that we're going to get into the reading here, but it's like, we'll get to hear about this guy, Nicodemus, right, who is trying to help, or he's trying to struggle to understand these things that Jesus is saying. And just like that JC, or this JC, and then that JC, that he was always speaking in parables, okay, always making analogies and whatnot, so I can just see Nicodemus just asking him all the time, real quick. Again, thank goodness for my notes. Like we'll read in here in John 3:3, you know, Nicodemus, he doesn't understand, you know, what the analogies are starting to become of. And Jesus answers him, and most certainly I tell you, unless one is born anew, he can't see the kingdom of God. And then again, you'll see in John 3:4, can a man enter a second time in his mother's womb, or how can he be born if he is old? And Jesus says that no one can see the kingdom unless he or she is born again, one anew from above. Then Jesus goes on to talk about being born of water and of the Holy Spirit. And this actually takes quite a little bit of time just for myself to understand that, because I thought that being born in the holy water, that it's like, okay, now I'm all done, I'm all set, like I impress God now, like I'm great, you know. What do we do from here? Where do we go? Well, I just thought that it was kind of set, you know, sailing smoothly, if you will. But I didn't ask questions, you know. But Nicodemus, he did. Nicodemus is kind of saying, I can kind of see this. So is everyone born of the Holy Spirit? And then Jesus gives an analogy of the wind, kind of like I talked about. It's the wind being the word of the Holy Spirit. And so for us, it's just like I said, when we get pushed by that wind in the fall from summer, the hot summer going into that cool breeze in the Indian summer, if you will, that's the Holy Spirit, like, guiding us into our new direction, maybe. And when that happens, I always listen now. Before, I would just hear those things, but now I really, truly listen. There's a huge difference in that. You know, we just hear noises sometimes and don't pay attention, but maybe it's kind of important, you know. And then so in John 3:9-10, Nicodemus is asking again to Jesus, like, how, you know, how could this be? How could this be? And here I'll give a kind of, if I were Jesus, which I'm not and never will be, I'll never be perfect. But I could just kind of see, this is me being Jesus. You know, there's a curtain over here, and he's telling Nicodemus to kind of hold on one second. He steps behind this curtain, and he goes, God, Dad, can you help me out here? Because he doesn't get it. He really doesn't get it. Oh my gosh! Hold on. Give me a second. Steps back from his curtain, and then he's like, Nick, All right. So like, let's just work this out. Let me, listen to me, okay? Help me help you. And real quick, going back into a small testimony, that's what the mission had done for me. That's what it does for the gentlemen that go through there. It really is. It's helping them understand, like, what becoming self-sufficient means. And, you know, yes, through being a mentor, following, you know, the other people and their success stories, like, but ultimately, where does it really, really, really come from? You know, and that's understanding the word, that wind, the word of the Spirit of God. And so then furthermore, we go into understanding to the mercy that God has for us, that He had given His only begotten Son. And and when this happens, God has obviously took it upon Himself to look upon a world that is so stained in sin that He has to, you know, give His only Son. Clearly, there is something wrong going on in the world. And at a time of frustration, sometimes we could look at things and just hope that they would shatter into pieces, like as if like a chess game wasn't going our way and we wanted to swipe it clean. You know, or if those of us who don't know how to play chess, or we just flip the board over and now we're playing checkers. And kind of, you know, I could try and try, but I don't know how to play. But either way, we're swiping it clean. Don't you think that, like, it'd be easier for us to do this, but for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. So He sent Jesus to help us. Jesus was not there to obviously give us the gift of salvation, is that He gave us the opportunity of salvation. Okay, and that is quite the difference too, because if we were just given these things, then we wouldn't understand, like I never understood really the depths that I know, like into God's divine love that He has for us. And I know that I didn't read it word for word, but I just kind of take that on my perspective. That, you know, I wrote three different things throughout this week on like what I was going to say, really, and it always changes. Like even I've known about this for 3 weeks now, but I know that waking up at, I think that it was like 6 o'clock, but maybe it was at 7, with the time changes, who knows, you know, but thank goodness for our phones that it does that for us, you know, for heaven's sakes. So, but there is something else that was speaking to me. It's like, Jacob, actually go like read that again. There's more in context. And that's why I wanted to go back to, you know, some of us will just read like, who is this Nick guy, this Nicodemus? And, but that's when I reach farther into that, and John, it's always good seeing you, brother. You know, I always see him on the weekly, and you know, him and I always like have a really good communication level, and that's what I'll do. Like, we get more into context with one another, and so that's what this reading did for me today. And I thank you all for your patience. And to end on a testimony is that I can't believe that I'm here standing in front of you and talking to you and giving a sermon of, you know, in my context, if you will. And I don't know if anybody has seen that movie Leap of Faith with Steve Martin. And he's kind of like a fake pastor, if you will, and it's all just for entertainment and for a show. But then at the end of the movie, I don't want to ruin it for you all because it's such a good movie. It's a good music too. But that's a guy who was turning something into entertainment, you know, kind of like our worldly, earthly things. Is that he comes to understanding, like he looks up at the sky and he goes, "Thank you, Jesus," you know, and how could we not sometimes on the day-to-day when even it could be the smallest thing that we thank God that we give Jesus a praise and a hallelujah, because like the things that we have now, the things that will soon, maybe, you know, sooner than later, or even if they do come well later, that how thankful can we be for those? And I'm so thankful to talk in front of you today, and God bless you all. Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
So I'm just going to give a challenge to you this week, that you take that gospel reading, the gospel, because he really gave it to us in a great context. Thank you. Go ahead and read chapter 3, verses 1 to 17. I challenge you to please do that. Jacob, that was really great. I really appreciate you being here and sharing. None of us are perfect. We won't be perfect on this world. We're all moving on towards perfection. So we praise you. Thank you. And so now we give our graces, our gifts, our tithes to our Lord God, who is our Lord. With the ushers, please come forward.
Table.
Lord, we give you our lives, the lives that are imperfect, and we ask that you bless these gifts and bless us and those who receive them, that we draw closer to you, closer to that perfection, closer to continual blessing and praising of your name. We ask that you honor these in the name of our Lord Jesus, who has risen, in the name of Christ. Amen. Continue with our worship, like lift high the cross. Lift high the cross. I love this song. 159 and on the screen.
Thank you.
So I'm not sure how many of you knew that song. And I said, I love that song. I served in North Indiana Conference, and our bishop loved that song. So every time we started our annual conference, we started with that song, Lift High the Cross. But isn't it great words that we lift the cross up? And we should be following that cross every day of our life, moving on towards perfection, because all of us need that. We can't stay exactly where we are. And so, this is a test. so we pray that as you go forth this week, that you'll just lift God up. Have him be that front burner of your life. And that you will follow him and give him all the glory and honor. Go in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Jacob, would you come with me so people can greet you? Yeah. Thank you, my brother. Yeah. I just kind of stand back here. And I'm going to give him my mic. Good morning. Good to see you. Yeah, we're not supposed to be shaking those hands. Here you go.